Wow, Google PageRank changes and fools still listen. Google PageRank? Seriously, just get out your checkbook right now and write me a blank check. Don't worry, I'll go ahead and fill in the dollar amount. You just be sure to sign it. I was thrown back into yesteryear by a blog article I read at Search Engine Journal that discussed Google PageRank. No, it was not something from deep in the bowels of their 2003 archives, but rather a real-life demonstration of sad link bait published only yesterday. It reminded me about who I write for, and why. I write for you, and I try to make useful facts and good ideas spring to life with a touch of entertainment value. Once in a while, I will throw in my Murnaghan Cheese Whiz style to keep you on your toes and make you say, "What?" My objectives include reducing the abundance of blatant SEO lies and myths that search engine optimizers promote. Sure, I may not be able to fix the whole world, but I can do my part to blow the bullshit whistle on bad SEO information. Since I want you to subscribe to my blog and come back, I try to overlook topics that will be genuinely useless and guide you wrong. You know, topics to scare you into putting crap into your brain like Google PageRank changes. The article I'm talking about brought acid to the top of my throat and reminded me just how easy it could be to scam people out of a blank check. It touched on just how unknown this SEO business I am in really is, and it made me feel like one hell of a nice guy for telling you things straight. I'll go ahead and link to the article, so I guess their link bait idea worked. The article is titled, "New PageRank Formula May Change Your SEO Priorities." Below is my comment in which I replied to my friend and fellow longtime SEO who also criticized the article, Jim Rudnick of Canuck SEO. My comment was as follows. OMG, are people seriously still writing about PageRank? Maybe we can throw some meta tags into the conversation. While we're at it, I want to break out my old Farrah Fawcett poster and leave my mom a surprise under the bed too. Agreed, very old news. It is funny to me that somebody recently mentioned the page rank of my blog, and my first thought was as nostalgic as my Atari 2600. I have not even looked at the green fairy of PageRank in half a decade. If you are doing the things you should be doing, people will love your stuff enough to link to it. If it is relevant content for a given search on a reasonably decent website and other people crave it, the site will rank well. Isn't that a whole lot easier than waiting for Google to give you a number? The remembrance of Google PageRank brought to mind the different qualities of search engine optimizers that I enjoy just enough to squash them to pieces and bury them in a shallow grave. It is easy to understand how people could get confused about SEO. It is an industry that begs for naivety, ignorance, greed, and dishonesty. Sadly, these things are in great abundance among website owners and want-to-be SEO providers alike. Lay down your Google PageRank gun and listen. Don't shoot the messenger, but if you're looking at measurements like Google PageRank as indicator of progress, your efforts are a hot mess. Save yourself some grief. A far better answer is to create something useful, creative, interesting, and relevant to people. These are the things which compel people like crack cocaine. These are the things which cause people to reference you and link to your website content. These are the things which make a difference, and not some misunderstood 1 to 10 measure that Google itself tells you to ignore. I do not even understand why there is still a Google PageRank measurement, because Google has made it damn clear for many years that the most important thing is to give people what they want. If you concern yourself a fraction as much about what you are delivering to people as you concern yourself with Google, you will very likely rank a whole lot better. Plus, your PageRank will go up too. Note, I am not one of those people who only preach the gospel of content is king and that writing a bunch of stuff on your blog will make something rank well. There are a lot of things which go into good SEO. Google PageRank is not in my list of SEO lessons, and I don't think it was anywhere in my SEO blog archive either, until now. Okay, doubters, go ahead and fire your PageRank guns and tell me how wrong I am in the comments section below. I'll look forward to hearing from you at awebguy.com. Give me your thoughts. We'll talk about this. Have a great day.